My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I wanted to start the show, though, after last night getting to sit on the couch and watch a little preseason football, by letting you guys know that I find the way that we go about the preseason now to be so discouraging. I just don't like where we're at, even though I understand it. The Panthers played the Patriots yesterday on NFL Network. I get home. I sit down. The game's getting started. Carolina did not play their second-year quarterback who needs reps, Bryce Young. Why? What are we doing? Now, if you want to say it was rainy, the weather was a factor, maybe that was part of the playing time. If that were the case, even though I'd still disagree with it, I guess there's some rationale to that. But Bryce Young was ruled out well before the weather really became an issue. Bryce Young was the first overall pick last year out of Alabama, and he struggled immensely. He had a terrible first year in the NFL. It was as unproductive and as worrisome a first year as I can remember for a pick at 1-1 in terms of looking like a major bust. Now, I'm not ready to put him in that category yet, and I don't think that's where he's headed. He's too accurate, and I like Dave Canales, frankly, too much. The coordinator in Tampa last year who helped save Baker Mayfield, who helped save Geno Smith in Seattle the year before that, who seems like a bit of a quarterback whisperer, knows what he's doing offensively. Young 40s, offensive-minded head coach, comes over to Carolina, and my guess is he gets a lot more out of Young this year. But I couldn't believe Canales' decision to not play Bryce Young in the first of their preseason games. Because he needs the work. The last time we saw him, he was bad, and now he's in a brand new offense. Didn't play at all. New England, on the other side of the ball, played Drake May for 6 snaps and 3 throws, which would make sense if he was their starter, but he's not. Jacoby Brissett's their starter. He threw the ball 3 times. I think he was 0-for-3 in the rain, and then he went to the sideline. And then they brought in Drake May, and they gave him a drive where they got behind on a 3rd-and-13. He threw a screen to Antonio Gibson, our old friend, AG, made a 14-yard reception happen on a design screen, made a couple people miss, looked good, moved the chains, and then they went 3-and-out after that. Couple of checkdowns, 2-for-3 for Drake May. Then he was out of the game. Again, I expect a similar workload with Jaden Daniels, who's your starter, who you don't want to risk getting injured. May is supposedly going to be the backup for New England, not the starter. So not only are you not playing your starter, Jacoby Brissett, because you don't want to risk him, you're also not playing your backup, who you made the number 3 overall pick, Drake May, because you don't want to risk him. Like, where are we at with some of these preseason decisions? If the Commanders play Jaden Daniels for 5 or 6 or 7 snaps, which is what I'm anticipating, one drive, as long as it's not a 3-and-out, You get him in, you get a first down, you get him back to the sideline. That's what I'm expecting. And I even understand that a little bit from their perspective, but it's just not how I would do it. The only thing I sign off on, and as a football fan that I think you guys should be okay with, is when veterans with a lot of experience who don't need work are asked not to do much in the preseason. But we're now at a place where the young guys who have no experience and need reps also aren't asked to do anything. Young, year two, first season, new scheme, gotta have it type year, nowhere to be found last night. May, not a starter, backup, chance to get work. They chose not to. And I'm not trying to go full football cowboy on you. It's not that I don't acknowledge the risk of injury. I totally do. I think I'm just more at peace with the fact that if you get injured, it happens at a time where you're trying to do something that's important. You know, that these games are a necessary evil. It seems like a lot of teams have just decided they're unnecessary. They're certainly unnecessary if you're John Allen or Daron Payne or Bobby Wagner. I agree with you there. I don't know how necessary they are for Terry McLaurin, even in a new scheme. But if you're a first-year quarterback or a second-year quarterback in a new offense coming off a terrible season, I don't understand how teams can feel comfortable not playing guys and getting them some reps and some work in these games. I'll just never get it. It's part of the process. It matters. And I think it helps. But I think I'm now in the minority on that. A couple days ago, we were talking about the preseason. I called it a juice worth the squeeze proposition. And I think that's how you got to look at it. If you're not going to get enough out of a veteran playing them, don't play them. But for kids, and for particularly passers in their early seasons in the league, guardrails off. I'm not going to be as careful. And I'm just now at a point where I almost wish you could fast forward these first couple of weeks of these exhibition games, because they've become such a tease the way we use them now. The game looks real. The helmets are still glistening under the lights. Those familiar voices are still on the play-by-play. You know, everything about the presentation is regular season-esque, and then the teams just tell you to kick rocks with who they play. The game, unless your team's on the field, which it will be tomorrow at noon, that's awesome. Everything else is borderline unwatchable after 5 minutes of football. And even if it's your team, you got to really want it. You got to nerd out for some August vibes, which I'm ready for. I can't wait. But I just don't think it has to be this way. It has never been this way. It's getting more and more ubiquitous that this is how we do it. But don't pretend like September doesn't look different either. Week one, week two, the early part of the season, the performances that we see, the product has suffered some. And I think that should be acknowledged as well. And maybe you don't care. Maybe your point is, oh, those guys were kept healthy. That's all that matters. Okay. I think you could try to have your cake and eat it too a little more often than we do. But where we'll agree, even if your team, I don't want anybody playing at all that matters even a little bit, I am completely ready for two preseason games, not three. And that's going to happen, because when we go to 20 games divided by 18 in the regular season and two in the preseason, rather than our current ratio of 17 regular season, three preseason, now you only have the two August games. One will be used for your starters. One will be used for back of the roster hopefuls trying to make a name for themselves. But imagine being like a Patriots season ticket holder last night, and you're charging me the same for that game as you do for regular season. To a lot of teams' credits, and I think this is the right way to do it, they have started to stagger pricing on tickets a little bit, to the point where the preseason is a lot less, and then a regular season game against a bad team people aren't that excited about, you know, might be tiered a little lower. But then when the Patriots are playing the Jets and Aaron Rodgers is in town, you're going to pay out the wazoo. Like, I actually think that's probably a much more fair way to get to the same total. Because forever and ever, you just paid for 10 home games, 2 preseason, 8 regular season, and it was divided up by 10, and I'm paying the same for, you know, an August 13th game when Rex Grossman's throwing to Dante Stallworth as I am for a late October game when Robert Griffin's hooking up with Pierre Garçon. And sorry about it, but that just doesn't feel right to me as the consumer. But I'm selfish. I'm sitting on the couch. I want to watch football. I want to see some of the kids I'm excited about. And now you're just going through the motions for a couple hours. I just don't think it has to be this way.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.